Blog Talk Radio.
This is Chris, IMTM Worldwide Radio, live and direct, September 4th, 2015. And I'm excited about this morning's show. But let me first of all apologize right off the bat. If you hear all kind of commotion behind me, around me, surrounding me, I had to move my location twice this morning. There's a company called Mediacom that is not cooperating right now in regards to their internet service. It keeps going intermittently on and off, just at all kind of odd times and whatnot. And so not 20 minutes ago, it started kind of acting up. It went out, and it came back, and it went out again, and that was at 9:20. And I said, I can't even risk it. So I packed up. I went to one location. They were completely packed to where I knew I couldn't do the show there. And so right now I'm at good old Mickey D's. And they've been kind enough to allow me to do my show live here, so that's where I am right now. So if you do hear any snapping or popping of oil or, you know, all kind of other things going on, that's what's going on. So this morning is a special show. As I mentioned, let's read the episode info. Author and life coach Beige Fletcher will be leading a group of qualified speakers into the city of Atlanta on October 4th, discussing topics that both men and women can benefit from. Why is learning how to manage finances and debt important? What are the advantages of home ownership and real estate investing? Is it really possible to own your own company? How do you invest your money to create residual income? Why is it vital to learn how to create and pursue goals? Listen to Beige as she gives you a little taste of what is to come. And what is coming is Design Your Life Atlanta. It's a workshop that's going to be held in the city of Atlanta on October 4th at the Grand Hyatt in Buckhead. You can visit www.thegoalgroupinc.com for more information. You can go to the events and workshops page, and that's where you'll find all the ticket information there. And that's goal as if you're pursuing a goal. TheGoalGroupInc.com, and you can visit that website this morning if you wish. As we await our guests to come on, I'm going to just talk in general about, of course, some of the topics that will be discussed. And actually, what I'm going to do is I'm going to kind of read the event flyer. If you haven't seen it online yet on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, definitely go to her website. Again, thegoalgroupinc.com. She's on Twitter under Model Beige, and she's on Instagram as Miss Beige, and you'll see the flyer a whole lot. Design Your Life Workshop, again, partner and barter with goal-oriented men and women. That sounds pretty positive, right? Get a blueprint from successful business owners and financial experts. That sounds even better. Learn to manage your finances, including building credit, budgeting, investing, generating more income, making residual income, and becoming your own boss. Learn to capitalize off of your passion. Get tips on buying a home, traveling on a budget, and retiring early. And again, this is all going to take place on Sunday, October 4th, from 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m., and there are going to be other speakers there. Beige is going to be the keynote speaker, but there's going to be other experts in different fields and industries that people will be able to get a lot of knowledge from. So you definitely want to attend. It's going to be at the Grand Hyatt in Buckhead. That's at 3300 Peachtree Road. So definitely go to thegoalgroupinc.com. And again, that's goal as if you're pursuing a goal, thegoalgroupinc.com. And let me see if I have an update on time schedule of my guests. Not as of yet. So let's talk about one thing, the namesake of the company, Goal, the Goal Group. A lot of people in this year of 2015, if you just watch the news a little bit, even though you know you're not supposed to anymore, a lot of people do have issues with setting goals. I mean, even just simple goals. It's hard to go from the creation of that goal to the maintaining of that goal to the achieving of that goal. And think about it on the, you know, let's just say New Year's resolutions is the one thing that all people usually, you know, think about when it talks about making a goal happen. And you say, well, I want to lose weight. Okay. From January 1st to December 31st, what usually happens, you know, yeah, January might be okay, but what happened in February, March, and April, and then you get back on it in May, and then what happens in June, July, and August? You see what I'm saying? It's going back and forth. Did you know that there's actually a method in regards to once you create a goal to actually work towards that goal and actually achieve that goal? That's going to be one of the topics and subject matters that is going to be taking center stage on October 4th, okay? So that's one incentive for you to be there if goal setting is something that you have difficulty with. It's not because you don't want to do it, of course, right? It's life happens, right? But again, it's more than just being dedicated to yourself, because lots of times when you have a goal for yourself, usually you've told at least one person about that goal. And so I've always told people in the past, once you kind of let other people know things that you're going to want, that you want to do, you kind of need to do it, you know, because especially if you involve other people in that goal, because see, then time is involved. And remember, time is something that you can't get back. So if you've dedicated yourself to actually put something into perspective of, I want to do this on this certain date and have this and this and this happen, and then you begin involving other people, there's an expectation that you're going to at least try to do it. See, some people set a goal and they don't even try to accomplish that goal. And you might think that's crazy or strange sounding, but it's the truth. But there's reasons why. And again, these reasons are going to be brought out at the Design Your Life workshop on October 4th. Beige Fletcher is going to be speaking a lot on that, as well as the other subjects I've mentioned earlier. So it's a very exciting time in the Atlanta area. There's always growth there. There's so many different industries, things of that nature that are happening in Atlanta at any given time. People that, you know, can participate in certain things. And really, we're talking about growth, you know, as a person, growth as really as a family even, you know, because a lot of these goals and things that we set, we involve our immediate family, right? So everything that we do is a stair step down. And it's a trickle-down effect, all the way down to your kids, especially if you have kids. And that's important to really think about, too, when you're talking about setting goals. It's not just you. It's how your children are looking at you for the future, because they're going to do pretty much what you're going to do. So at a certain point, if there are goals that you know you need to achieve for one reason or another, like getting out of debt or you know, creating your own business, they're going to look at you and see what you did. Because, again, they're going to follow in your footsteps. So just on goals in general, I just wanted to at least speak on that as I await our guest, Beige Fletcher, to come on the line and join us. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a quick break and just make sure that we have everything together. And plus, too, those who are listening who know me personally and have my personal phone number, text me and let me know that you can hear me pretty decently, because it is kind of crazy here at Mickey D's. I'm right at the end of breakfast, I guess, or whatnot, and they're about to break into lunch at 10 o'clock in the morning. Wait a minute. It's 24/7 breakfast now, isn't it? Oh, my goodness. This is a great day. This is Chris, IMTM Worldwide Radio. Going to take a quick break, and I'm going to be right back. IMTM Worldwide Radio, back on the air once again. Sometimes I forget which songs, their time frames and whatnot, and y'all caught me trying to do a couple of updates on some pages. This morning, my guest is going to be Beige Fletcher, the owner of the Gold Group, and she will be talking about the event that she has upcoming in 4 weeks in Atlanta, Georgia, the Design Your Life workshop. It's going to be at the Grand Hyatt in Buckhead. let's see, where's the address? 3300 Peachtree Road. And this event is a massive event on the basis of anybody who has the aspirations or dreams of owning a business, owning a home, getting rid of their debt, working towards getting rid of their debt. Some people, again, they just kind of resolve themselves that they're going to be in debt forever, and they're going to pass that on to their children and their great-grandchildren and the great-great-great-grandchildren and all the way down. Isn't there a way to do something different? Okay. Beige Fletcher, the owner of the Gold Group, is going to be leading a great group of speakers in Atlanta to be able to help people, if they really want to, do that. And to find out more, you need to go to the goldgroupinc.com website. That's goal, like pursuing a goal, the goldgroupinc.com website, and click on the workshop events page, and you'll find out ticket information there. FYI, students, college students, have a great opportunity to attend this event at a great rate if you're a student. Well, I keep saying student because you have to show proof of enrollment. You can't be a student from 1999. I'm sorry, it doesn't work like that, okay? But for students, current college students, you can show proof of enrollment. There's a great ticket price for you, so definitely visit the site, thegoldgroupinc.com, and go there today. So, earlier I mentioned about one of the topics that's going to be discussed at the event. I'm going to talk about another one that, of course, a lot of us have seen the effects of the market itself in the last, you know, half a decade, and that's real estate, okay? The real estate market took a pretty big hit some years ago because of the economy and things of that nature. However, real estate investing is still something that people need to consider, and at worst, home ownership, okay, because there's still people who have been renting for a long period of time, and people always say they want to have their own and things of this nature, but they never really work toward it, and there's always life going on, life circumstances or whatnot. But at a certain point, you have to put your foot down and say, you know what, I want this, I want to live in this city, I want to have this neighborhood. You know, I do want to have kids, or already have kids, so I want to be cognizant of the area and schools and things of that nature and the growth of my family over a period of time, and eventually I want to pass down this home. So there's a lot of aspects in home ownership that sometimes people maybe take for granted other than just the price, okay? Because when it comes to price, price can always be worked out. Everything's negotiable, right? So one of the things that's going to be discussed at the event is home ownership and also real estate investing. So this is another reason why you would want to attend. And again, this is something to where, this is a workshop, this is something to where you're going to be gathering information over a period of 4 hours at this tremendous event, listening to people who are experts and they've been working in these industries for a long period of time. It's going to be very exciting. And again, Beige Fletcher is going to be bringing all these great people together. And if you haven't seen Beige Fletcher, you need to take a look at her website. I bring it up like a billion times, of course, thegoldgroupinc.com, because it gives an insight of why she's doing this, okay? What led her to want to help? Because, see, another thing about this workshop is these are people who really want to help. There's not a lot of people who want to help people anymore in the world, if you've noticed, right? So that's another aspect of this, is that when people sincerely want to reach out and help people achieve things that they know they want to do, that goes a long way, okay? And in a city like Atlanta, it's still growing. I mean, there's 6.3 million people in Atlanta now, and there's still a lot of people who aren't business owners. They're not homeowners. They're not okay with their financial situation. They're in debt, things of that nature, okay? They don't know how to really pursue a goal to where they finish what they start. One of the biggest things that other cities, even countries, have said about really Atlanta in specifics is about finishing what they start. Okay, I'll segue a little bit. That kind of really pertains to the entertainment industry more so than anything. But a goal is a goal is a goal. Once you put it out there, as I mentioned earlier in the show, you kind of have an obligation to at least try to finish. But to try to start something, involve other people, and basically have no intention of actually finishing, that's bad business all the way around, okay? So let's go back to the event flyer and take a look at another aspect that's going to be important for those who want to improve to come in attend. I mentioned home ownership already. I mentioned goal setting already. Let's say budgeting. Budgeting, you think it would be really simple, but for some people, it's the hardest thing in the world because think about it. On the basis of the employer-employee relationship, okay, you're talking about working a certain amount of hours, right? And you get a check every other Friday, right? And that check is in the amount of however much you agree to work for per hour and that the company says they're going to pay you, right? Well, minus taxes, minus insurances, minus this, minus that, how much are you actually getting every 2 weeks? Now, bills, how much are your actual living expenses? How much does it cost you to go to work every day, gas in the car and things of that nature? Your food, things, all those things, of course, count to where at the end of the month, what is the difference between what you have made and what your expenses are and what do you have left over? And so the thing of it is, of course, if your salary doesn't go up year after year that much, but your bills go up exponentially, eventually, guess what? You're going to run out of money, aren't you? That's just math. And I've been telling people this for a long time. We're going to find out a way to alleviate some of those stresses by how to start budgeting your money and your funds and your income in a way that, guess what, if your salary doesn't happen to go up, it's not going to be such a hardship and a burden to you because you have other things handled. And that's just important. And again, sometimes you have to just look within yourself and just say what does matter to you. But I've always said if you have kids, that's the biggest incentive to say, you know what, I do need to kind of calm down on this end of things, how I spend my money. I need to keep, it's important for me to keep more money in the pocket. And again, folks, I do apologize if right now you might not be able to hear me that well. I had to move my location to McDonald's because my home location, there's a particular internet provider, Mediacom, unfortunately, they've been having intermittent service on the last couple of days. They haven't fixed it yet, and I had to move. And the first location I had chosen, there was like 17 billion people there, so I couldn't do my show there. So I'm at the local McDonald's in the area, and they were good enough to allow me to do my show here remotely. So I do appreciate McDonald's for helping me out. In regards to budgeting, though, back on that subject, again, it's math. If your bills keep piling up, but your money isn't piling up, something has to give eventually, right? So how soon can you decide to start budgeting your money wisely, and what do you need to do within your household to actually begin budgeting money to where you can start seeing a difference? Remember, maybe you have certain bills that don't need to be bills anymore, okay? You know what your necessities are, right? So what are all the other bills that you have, and which one of them can go? Like today, if it got down to it. See, that's what we're going to be talking about on October 4th at the Design Your Life workshop in Atlanta. It's going to be at the Grand Hyatt in Buckhead. It's going to be very exciting. We're going to have some great speakers there, along with Paige Fletcher, the owner of the Goal Group. You need to visit the website today to go ahead and get your tickets now. Visit www.thegoalgroupinc.com, and that's goal, such as pursuing a goal. Okay, and that's where, and you click on the workshops and events page, and you see all the information in regards to tickets. I've already mentioned that there's a special ticket available for students, okay, college students, okay, but there's also a special ticket for those who would actually like to be able to have dinner with Paige Fletcher, okay. Now, that particular ticket, there's only a few of those, so that's a first come, first served basis, and as soon as that quota is sold, we'll be taking that off as an option. So you definitely want to go to the website and find out what that's all about. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take another brief break. So far, I haven't been able to reach our guest, but I'm sure she's going to be on. And if not, guess what? We'll reschedule. That's what happens sometimes in radio. You know, unforeseen circumstances occur, right? But hopefully, so far, some of you have been able to appreciate some of the things that are going to be talked about. That's the other reason I wanted to do this show so early in advance of the actual event. There's probably going to be some more venues and mediums, I should say, that you're going to hear Beige over the next few weeks. Actually be looking out for a special video that we'll be releasing very soon in regards to the event and past events that Beige has already concluded in different cities across the country. So be looking out for that. In the meantime, I'm going to take another quick short break. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Be right back. IMTN Worldwide Radio. We are back. We are approaching the midway point of the show, actually right at 30 minutes so far. Doing great on time. And again, I do apologize first and foremost if you do hear any kind of crazy back noise, orange juice being poured, McMuffins being fried. I don't know what they do. You know, it's 24/7 breakfast now at McDonald's, so I guess they're going strong. I had to move my location this morning because of intermittent internet. Y'all know how that goes. I just couldn't risk it. It came back on, and I just looked at it, and I just said, nope. And I went on and packed up real quick, and I headed to the local Crystal in the area. But they had, again, they had like 17 billion people there. I don't know what's going on there in the morning on a Friday. And so I took a risk and came on to McDonald's to see if I can get in where I could fit in. Starbucks would have been my last resort, but they were just a little bit far, and I do like to start my shows on time, no matter what. So I'm back here near the front, away from the television, because they had that blasting. And right now you probably hear ice crunching or something that, of that nature. But I'm here. We're online. This morning is a special show. I'm going to have Beige Fletcher as my guest. Beige Fletcher, author, life coach, life designer, owner of the Goal Group, out of Atlanta, actually, if you didn't know. And the Goal Group is a company that she founded in regards to helping people achieve their goals on any level, okay, whether it be business, whether it be finances, home ownership, all types of things. And even on the entertainment side, we know Atlanta is an entertainment city. Beige Fletcher has an entertainment background, so she's an expert on all types of different medias to where a person can really get information from her and knowledge that will help them short-term and long-term. So it's very important that you take advantage. Visit the website, www.thegoalgroupinc.com. And that's goal as in pursuing a goal. And also there's the life coaching page that you can check on her site to where you can actually procure life coaching from Beige, whether or not you're in Atlanta or somewhere else in the world, okay, because we do have such a thing as an internet, right? We do have video calls, right? So you actually can get and pertain and procure direct assistance from someone who has skills and abilities in all different fields. And at the end of the day, when you just need some help, you know, some people don't have a mentor. You know, there's some people who need some guidance and direction. And it's at that point where you realize that you need it, then it's a matter of who will give it to you. And Beige Fletcher is someone who's definitely reaching out. She's putting herself in a position where she can be used. That's one of the benefits of being independent over the last decade plus, being able to do what you want to do when you want to do it. That's really good, okay? So the Design Your Life workshop that's happening on October 4th, what's it all about? Let's go back to the event flyer, which, again, if you've seen it on her website, you've seen it on her social media. Again, you can reach out to her on Twitter under Model Beige, on Instagram, Miss Beige, and also on Facebook, Miss Beige, or Beige Fletcher, I believe it is. Actually, I'm sorry. So Design Your Life workshop, Beige Fletcher, take control over your life and exceed your financial goals. Now, earlier I just talked about goals in general, but what about financial goals? Some of those would be, well, of course, be financially independent, I guess you could say, be debt-free. We talked about debt a little bit earlier. What about earning more money? Okay, a lot of people, for whatever reason, feel that earning more money is like taboo, like there's something wrong with earning extra money on top of your full-time income. And a lot of people, of course, will say, well, if I want extra money, I'll just go get me another job. Well, has that worked out for you so far when you talk about math? Because, again, here's one of the things that you have to remember, okay? When you get a part-time job, first of all, the first thing that you're going to lose is time, right? Because if you're already working, let's just say, 40 hours a week, all right, and then you're going to work an additional, what, 20 hours, 30 hours, maybe even an extra 40 hours a week, okay, that's time that you're never getting back, right? Now, let's talk about the hours that you're getting paid, okay, whatever that hourly amount. If you're working part-time, more than likely you're not making as much as you were full-time by default, right, because it's part-time. Maybe, maybe not, but more than likely that's the truth, right? So then you're talking about the hours that you're working, the amount of money that you're going to be getting paid for that work, Did you ever think about the taxes that will be coming out of that particular check and over a 12-month span, how that actually affects your income? Because think about it. If you're adding that income as another W-2 employee to your first income, which as a W-2 employee, again, you don't have any deductions of any kind really coming out, right, other than maybe your children. Are you really making any extra money over a period of time? Because remember, with that part-time job, guess what you're also doing? Unless that part-time job is right next door to your full-time job, you're having to travel extra, which means gas, right? And if you're working extra hours, that means usually when you would get off and be able to go home and cook you a meal, you're not able to do that. So all of a sudden, you're probably eating out a little bit more all of a sudden, right? And then if you're, you know, you care about how you look, right? Usually have clean clothes, right? Well, if you're working a second position and that position requires you to wear maybe something different, all of a sudden wardrobe, as far as it being clean, comes into play. How many more times are you going to the cleaners? Or do you have to buy a completely different wardrobe in the first place? Heck, if you're washing clothes, how much more soap are you buying because you have more clothes to wash? All those things kind of come into play when you're talking about working an extra job, but taxes is the biggest thing because, again, with the money that you're making, does that increase your tax bracket to where you're getting taxed a little bit more, to where if you did the math over 12 months, have you actually made any extra money, or are you just making extra money to pay extra bills that you have? So at a certain point, you have to look at that financial goal setting to say, are there avenues to where I can make extra income without killing myself with the extra hours, because there are only 168 hours in a week, okay? You're supposed to sleep sometimes, right? You want to enjoy some time with your family. There's a lot of people who have never taken their kids to school ever and never picked them up either because they've always been at work. You've missed a whole childhood's worth of taking people to school. That's not great, I don't think, is it? I mean, you can always say what it is, but why are you forced to say that, though? And why is that cool and commonplace to say that? See, that's one of the things that we're going to talk about this workshop on October 4th, the Grand Hyatt Hotel in Buckhead in Atlanta. Be sure to visit thegoldgroupinc.com to get more information and to also go ahead and get your tickets early, okay? I've already mentioned that there is a special ticket for those who want to have dinner with Vage after the event, and also a special ticket for students as well. So basically, make sure that you go to the website and do that. Early bird gets the worm, right? There's a hint in regards to ticket costs. So let's go on to another subject that's going to be talked about. And remember, it's not going to just be Vage. Vage is going to be the keynote speaker, but she's inviting some great experts and people who work in certain industries there in the Atlanta market that are going to be very valuable to you as far as adding to your knowledge, adding to your education. You know, knowledge is power, and the more people that reach out for more, get more. And that's just a fact, okay? She knows what she's talking about. Dr. Phil can attest to that. I have to mention it. She's appeared on Dr. Phil. She knows what she's talking about just a little bit, okay? Just a little bit, right? So we've talked about finances as far as financial goals. We've talked about budgeting. We've talked about goal setting. We've talked about investing on the home side and on home ownership. What else are we going to be talking about at this particular event? One of the things she mentions on the event flyer is retiring early. Now, this is a sticker for some people because that's just something that most people, they know that's not going to happen. That's what they say. It's never going to happen. I'm going to be working literally for the rest of my life, okay? And for some people, there's nothing wrong with that. And if you really just ask the question, is there anything wrong with doing something that you like or you love? And if you're getting paid well and all the people around you, you like them too and they like you, is there anything wrong with working forever? Not really. There's a video that I reposted on Facebook the other day of a nurse at 90 years old. She's been nursing for 70 years, okay? And excuse me, y'all, hopefully you can hear me. McDonald's is going hard here during breakfast. This nurse had been nursing for 70 years, and she looks like she's going to keep going, okay? She loves nursing. She loves helping people. So, but those situations are not commonplace, I don't think. Okay, think about where you work at right now, those who are listening. Would you think that you're going to be working there for the next 50, 60 years of your life? And do you want to? Okay? And so that's something that you have to really consider and think about as well. You know, that plays a part in people making decisions about when they're going to retire. Now, the other decision is money, of course. You know, if you like it, but you're not getting paid enough money, more than likely you're not going to stay there. You know, the average American stays on the same job for 3.5 years. Okay? So that means there's a lot of people who stay at a job for maybe 10, 15 years, but there's a whole bunch who are gone after two or less. All right? So what's the median in that? One, money. They're not getting paid enough money, so they have to go somewhere else. Right? Money. On the basis of maybe someone tells them they're making too much money. That's happened to me before. Okay. Another factor would be the elements of the job itself, whether or not the person is working and they are asked to leave, whether or not a person is working but someone doesn't like them. You know how that can be, right? Then you have things like discrimination, harassment, things of that nature, unfortunately, that happen from time to time. There's all type of elements that will remove a person from a company. Bankruptcy. There's companies that go bankrupt all the time. They lay off people, right? Budget cuts. There's a company here in the area, Kellogg's, laying off everybody. By the end of the year, the whole place will be shut down. Okay, the place has been here forever. Okay, and a lot of people there probably thought they were going to have that job forever. Didn't happen. Came close, though, maybe. Okay. Profitability. I've told this to everybody. It's the job of a job to be profitable, not to take care of you. You're there because they ain't found a way to replace you without being expensive. That's it. Okay. There's some things that always need a human element, but there are a lot of things that they're figuring it out. McDonald's has figured it out as far as you ordering. You can order for yourself now. You don't have to ever have your stuff be wrong. You just have somebody bring it to you. Okay. That's technology in effect, okay? So you have to look at it from all angles in regards to why someone isn't working anymore. But, again, the whole fact of being able to retire before the age of, let's just say, 60, okay? Let's say if you're 20 years old now, do you think you're going to work 40 years? Let's say if you're 30 years old now, are you going to work another 30 years? So on and so forth, you know? Will you have to work past 60 to keep things coming in? If you take, I got in the mail just the other day, my Social Security update, okay, and basically telling me how when I'm ready, I have $958 a month coming to me. You know, and I don't know what some of that's based on and things of that nature, but at the end of the day, that's not going to be a whole heck of a lot of money when you're talking about just food or driving around still, things of that nature. That's $958 a month. Okay, so depending on when I decide to retire, if I decide to retire tomorrow, I know I have that coming in at least, right? But guess what? There's people who are looking and staring down the barrel of their lives right now to say, I have to be able to live off of $958 for real, for real. And that's kind of scary when you look at it, when you know, hey, guess what? What if you didn't get to pay your house off somehow? You know, what if you haven't paid off your car note and other things of that nature? What if you still have actual real expenses every month? Think about that, okay? Think about those who are disabled and they actually can't work and what they are having to work off of and live off of basically. You know, there's a lot of soldiers right now that are not soldiers anymore a lot earlier than they expected, and they didn't get their military benefits. What about them? This is an event, Design Your Life Atlanta, where you can find out what can be done, what could you do to start turning the corner to say, you know what, maybe I could retire early if I do this, this, and this. And that's going to be one of your other benefits of coming to this event. It's a huge event. It's going to be at the Grand Hyatt in Buckhead, October 4th. Visit www.thegoalgroupinc.com, and you go to the events and workshop page, and you'll see the most recent event, which is October 4th, and you see all the ticket information there. So we've talked about several of the subject matters that are going to be at this event, going to be spoken on. And again, we're going to have some great speakers there. Beige Fletcher is going to be leading these wonderful people. It's going to be very exciting. I'm going to be very excited to be there myself personally. So you want to be there. It's very important. Again, you want to tell other people. Also, by the way, call 305-204-1826 if you have any questions. Please do so. But Design Your Life Atlanta is coming, and the city of Atlanta is still growing. It's going to be a mega city soon. 6.3 million people is 6.3 million people. I don't know where they're putting all of y'all, but y'all are there. I expect to move back to Atlanta soon. I used to live there years ago, and I hope to move back to maybe the Buckhead area. We'll see how that works out. But it's so many changes there, and there's still room for change. There's still room for someone to have their own business if that's what they want, whatever the type of business. There's still room for someone to own their own home if that's what they want. But you have to want it, and then you have to be able to learn how to do it. And that's why we're going to have all of these experts in one room, October 4th, in Atlanta, the Grand Hyatt in Buckhead, from 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m. We got some special tickets for some special people. Go to www.thegoldgroupinc.com and click on the events and workshop page. That way you can get all the information. And, of course, you can hit Beige up on her social media, on Twitter, Model Beige. And that's Beige, spelled B-A-J as in Jacob E, Beige, Model Beige on Twitter. Instagram is Miss Beige. And you just type in Beige Fletcher on Facebook, and you'll pull up her page there as well. So we're going to take one more break. We're going to see if we can get Beige on. And if not, we're going to do another show very soon in the future. And probably we'll have some of the other speakers on as well, all together. So we're going to see if we can get her on. But in the meantime, we're going to take one more break. This is Chris, IMTM Worldwide Radio. IM Team Worldwide Radio, and we're going to be getting ready to close out the show pretty soon. Doesn't look like I'm going to be able to have Paige Fletcher on today, folks. We've had some technical difficulties. I can't even say it because it's technical, right? So we're going to try to reschedule another show in the very near future, and probably by then we'll be able to have also some of the other guests that are going to be at the event. So let's recap. Design Your Life Atlanta. Why should you be there? Author and life coach Paige Fletcher will be leading a group of qualified speakers into the city of Atlanta on October 4th, discussing topics that both men and women can benefit from. Why is learning how to manage finances and debt important? What are the advantages of home ownership and real estate investing? Is it really possible to own your own company? How do you invest your money to create residual income? Why is it vital to learn how to create and pursue goals? Listen to Paige as she gives you a little taste of what is to come. Now, that was today's show, but that's what's going to happen at that event, too. October 4th at the Grand Hyatt in Buckhead. It's from 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m. To get your tickets, you need to go to www.thegoalgroup.com. Oh, wow. Thegoalgroupinc.com, I'm sorry. And go to the events and workshop page, and you'll see all the ticket information down there. And that's goal, like pursuing a goal, G-O-A-L, goal. Thegoalgroupinc.com is the website. You can also follow Paige online on social media, on Twitter, under Model Paige, that's spelled B-A-J-E, Model Paige, and also on Instagram, Miss Paige, and you can look her up on Facebook under Paige Fletcher. So the Design Your Life Atlanta workshop is coming. It's going to be very exciting. It's going to be at a great and beautiful location in Buckhead, Atlanta. If you've ever been there, it's really, 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 really nice. And we're going to have some great speakers who are going to be experts who work in some of the industries and venues in and around Atlanta. So it's local people going to be talking to you, okay? And they're going to be talking to you about some of those subjects, whether it be residual income, finances, home ownership, real estate investing, business ownership. We're going to have so many great people to where the knowledge that you gain is going to help you for the rest of this year and going into the new year. So it's nothing but beneficial for you to be able to attend an event like this. And definitely with Paige wanting to do this, putting herself out there, it's going to be really special. So I want to appreciate all of y'all who have listened this morning. And again, be looking out for the next show very, very, very soon. And I will, of course, on my social media, and I almost forgot, you can visit my website at www.imtmworldwide.com. You can hit me up on Twitter under Intellect, A-T-L, all one word. On Instagram, it's IMTM1, okay? And on Facebook, it's Chris Royster, and you'll see a couple of pages. You can take your pick. I'm on there. And, of course, call 305-204-1826 if you want to know more about the event and get details, things of that nature. But definitely be looking out online. If you pull it up, Design Your Life Atlanta, you're going to see all kind of good stuff online about it. Very exciting. Shout-out to Kyle Wilkins Design in regards to the event flyer and also the website. He is the guy that you need to talk to when it comes to getting your next event branded properly, your company with the proper website development. You can hit him up on Kyle Wilkins _ design, I believe it is. Of course, you can hit me up on IMTM1 on Instagram, and I'll tag you. You know, that way you'll find out about him very quickly. That's going to be the show tonight, this morning. See, McDonald's got me all messed up with this 24-hour breakfast, right? Shout out for McDonald's for letting me do my show today. I had to relocate, as I mentioned earlier in the show. So that's going to do it. Design Your Life Atlanta. You have to be there. It's very exciting. It's a big deal. The city of Atlanta is growing by leaps and bounds, but that also means that all the people should also be allowed to grow by leaps and bounds. And this particular event can go a long way into doing that. The Goal Group is here to help people reach and achieve their goals, not just pursue them, but actually achieve them. You got to start doing that to be able to grow. So that being said, that's my time for this morning. Hopefully y'all enjoyed it. Look out for the next show in the very near future. This is Chris, IMTM Worldwide Radio. Y'all take care.